Welcome to the Noted Podcast, episode number... Okay, is this three or two?
It's three, technically.
Episode, yeah, it's technically three, so we'll go
our
with that.
Our second recording, but our third...
was a part two of one, but it's episode two, so part three. Okay.
I think they get it.
Yeah, they get it. Episode three, today we will be discussing trailers. We will review trailers, watch trailers, upcoming trailers, some old trailers... mostly new trailers.
A lot of trailers of movies that are being overshadowed.
Yeah.
Trailers that not a lot of people have heard about.
Yeah, that's right.
That need to be heard about.
Absolutely.
Good or bad.
And we will give our notes on them. We are your hosts. My name is Luke.
I'm a...
God dang it.
McMurray doesn't know his name.
Yeah.
Our other hosts...
I'm DJ.
And back to...
Yeah, McMurray.
McMurray.
God
and
damn
we
idiot.
Have some notes. Who's going to be our first guest? Very first.
Well,
guest.
We already know it's not going to be Lockhart.
It's definitely not Lockhart. I was thinking Nick.
I mean, why would we?
Just to piss Christian off. That's the only reason I want to do it.
I wouldn't even consider Christian. I mean, he wasn't even in my top 10.
I mean, it might be Mad Dog if we go down there.
Max, I'm the luckiest dog.
Like, if we go down there and watch Deadpool, then Pod, it might be Mad Dog and Jules.
The Nice Guy? I don't think I watched that.
I don't know what that is.
With Ryan Gosling? I don't know. Okay.
Cinematic Getaway Door.
So, what I plan on doing is we just watch it, okay? Once we get it watched, we'll pause. We'll say, first up, we are reviewing the trailer for The Nice Guys, maybe starring Ryan Gosling, whatever, and then we talk about it.
Okay.
And then we just kind of go silent for a second, and then we start watching the next one.
Okay.
There can be chit-chat in between. I mean, it's all going to be cut out.
We can, right.
And then, but as long as we have a pause after the video, that's important.
Okay.
And a pause after the video and before the video.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, I really think that would be a great opener right then. Like, you explaining that.
But they don't need to know what we're doing.
But they kind of do, don't they? Doesn't the audience, that way they get an idea of what we're doing?
We could be open with and be like, hey, we're still trying to figure this out.
But no, I mean, I think what he just said, like, when he's editing the podcast, he should begin right then.
But now we've got all this shit in here.
Yeah, that's all right. They're hearing what we're... I mean...
it's a work in progress.
Yeah, they're just hearing what we're saying, but I mean, that's fine. Or we just need to explain it again. We just have to re-explain it. We have to re-explain what we're doing. Because we have to say, like, okay, everybody, we're here's how we're doing it. Right?
Sure. First, we're going to watch The Nice Guys.
Okay. All right.
We are currently watching the trailer for The Nice Guys, coming out May 20th, 2016, featuring Ryan Gosling and Russell Crowe, directed by Shane Black.
So, that looked really, really funny.
I've heard nothing about that.
Nothing.
Okay, we need to talk about what we're talking about.
The Nice Guys.
It's got Ryan Gosling, Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
This is a Red Band trailer. Definitely rated MA.
I'm pretty sure I had seen a trailer for this like a month ago, and it was not Red Band.
Yeah.
And I didn't really think much of it, but after seeing that, I'm like, wow, it looks really funny.
Yeah, there was parts in that had us horse laughing. That was really funny.
Like I said, I hadn't heard anything about this until we just started, and that.
I mean, yeah, and you know it's going to be at least a good movie, or you know it's going to be a good movie because it's directed by Shane Black, who did Lethal Weapon. He did Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
And then he did Lethal Weapon before that. And so...
So kind of what the movie's about is it seems there's a messenger. He delivers messages with his fist. Pays a private investigator a visit. Delivers his message. And then later on needs his help to find a missing person. Seems very funny.
Check it out.
Yeah.
When was this coming out?
Summer this year. 2016. Summer? Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. Looks good. I thought you had like a list.
I do, but like I said, I didn't go back this far. See, I just realized right here that these dates, what I thought that was is when the movie comes out. But it's not.
You don't know how YouTube works?
Is your leg? Just curious. I didn't know if you. Because I seen this, and I was like, there's a Keanu Reeves movie coming out?
Yeah.
And the trailer just came out a month ago, but this says 2015. I'm like, there's no way they would do a trailer a month ago and the movie would come out in 2015.
Right.
So apparently the trailer came out at the end of 2015.
Right.
So I don't know what this is either.
I don't either. Need a BR. Amelia.
Amelia need a BR. BR.
Give me one too.
God damn it. I'm the fattest guy.
You're closest to the fridge.
Thank you, sir.
I gotta go back in there.
Just leave him out. Cold, just leave him out.
That won't stay cold. Dumbass.
Don't pick him up.
We've got time in between clips.
Alright.
Okay.
All right.
You want to go straight to The Witch?
Yeah, I want. And that you've got me excited.
We'll watch one, then two.
Okay.
So McMurray sees one as well.
Yeah.
You've not seen The Witch at all?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you like scary movies?
Nah, not really.
You're about to like them.
We are currently watching The Witch, coming out February 19th, 2016, starring a bunch of people we don't know, written and directed by Robert Eggers.
So, was that the second trailer?
Seemed like I remember something else.
Because you really built up that goat.
I don't know.
Well, so let me say this. So, that the first trailer, I never seen the second one, but the first trailer came out like a while ago, like 2-3 months ago, something like that. And I watched it, and then it got my curiosity. I was like, what is this movie? And then I went to this, led me to this website, you know, and I was reading about, you know, this article somebody had read who had seen the film. He had seen the entire movie. He said it was the scariest movie that he had ever seen. And then another thing that he really said, you know, kind of what you said, he said the goat in the movie, he said, is this terrifying.
Yeah.
The scariest character in the movie. And I'm just like, how is a goat terrifying?
It terrified me in that first.
I talk about my interest being piqued. I mean, I'm just like, I want to see that movie. I want to know what is going on in that film.
The movie we are speaking of is The Witch.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see
a date? Yeah, I know you said February, but
I didn't.
Comes out really soon.
Yeah. I'm not really sure.
If I had to guess, it's probably going to be in... I doubt that. That doesn't strike me as a movie that'll be in theaters everywhere. Like, that'll be, like, in select theaters.
August. First came out. Trailer.
Okay.
I'm biased because horror movies don't do much for me. So the trailer didn't. That was just kind of meh.
Horror movies in general don't do anything for you? What was the last horror movie you saw?
In theater?
Well, or sure.
Just in theater, Evil Dead remake. But I spent the entire time horse laughing during that because I just saw stuff from the original Evil Dead, which made me very happy.
You horse laughed during the Evil Dead?
Yeah.
Dude, that movie was scary.
It did not scare me. I was horse laughing. So, like, this is ridiculous. I love it.
See, but, I was kind of the opposite because I went into it not really expecting. If I was expecting anything, I was expecting Campbell humor.
Mm-hmm.
And instead I got straight up just
craziness,
you know.
I went in with Mad Dog and... Did you go with us?
Mm-hmm.
DJ and Steven. And like Steven, I sat there and just laughed the entire time.
What did you think of it, DJ?
I thought it was okay. I didn't think it was funny. I didn't think it was scary. I just kind of me.
Yeah. It was messed up. A lot of gore.
It doesn't bother me, though.
You're one of those.
Like, all those movies that are supposed to, like, blow your mind and all that stuff, like Martyrs and High Tension. I was just like, okay.
Sure.
All
right, then tell me, give me an example of one that legitimately scares you. Or did scare you at one point in your life.
There's one movie.
Cemetery.
Pet Sematary never scared me.
Exorcist?
I've never watched Exorcist. Because I know that is one that would mess me up. So I've been like, I'm not going to watch that. But
Exorcist is pretty scary.
I know.
Well, how do you know? You've never seen it.
I've seen it. Like, you can't live without seeing some clips from it.
What clips have you seen?
Floating.
The head turning around.
The head turning. The vomiting the pea soup and all that stuff.
I'll tell you, man, that is one of those movies that sticks with you.
It's, I don't know, it's like, I know it would not even scare me as much as it would just mess me up. More on the subject matter than anything, but...
I'll tell you the last movie that I saw that, like, stuck with me. Like in terms of mess me up. Have you heard of a movie called It Follows?
No.
Mm-mm.
Could we... Is it all right? I know, like, the whole point of this podcast is to watch new trailers, but can we watch trailers of movies we're talking about right now? Because neither one of you have seen it.
Sure.
Let's watch It Follows, and I want to see what you guys think.
We are now watching a trailer for It Follows. This movie came out March 27th of 2015, and currently has a 6.9 out of 10 rating on IMDb.
Dude, you just gotta see the movie. I mean, so basically the plot to It Follows is the worst STD that anyone could possibly get. Because the whole premise of the movie, I mean, as you see in the trailer, is this girl, she has sex with this guy, and then he drugs her, and she wakes up, and he explains to her, like, look, you know, something has been following me. Someone passed it on to me. Now I have passed it on to you, and it will follow you. And the only way to get rid of it is you have to pass it on to somebody else. You have to have sex with somebody else.
So it is a sex thing.
Yeah, that's the only way to.
So why doesn't she just bone some regular guy?
Because she's a nice girl and she's not that way.
So what happens, he said something about if it kills her, it goes on to...
Then it goes back. To okay. The person who, yeah. It's, oh man, it's creepy.
So not only do you have to make sure to give it away, you have to make sure it doesn't get the other person or your bone too.
Yeah, or yeah, exactly.
Because I was going to say just bone a homeless man.
But then you have to explain to the homeless man. So look, you need to like
keep... He's not going to care. He just got shagged by like an 18-year-old girl. He's like...
Yeah,
yes. He's got a good point. That seems very flimsy to me.
It's a super not your
explanation,
movie.
But
but if it kills the homeless man, then it just goes back to her. So that
she
can
just shag another homeless guy.
Yeah, she can just have a whole. It's that blonde girl again. She's back down there.
I don't think I think most teenage girls don't really want to do homeless.
If the other option is death,
it's your life we're talking about.
If it's bone a homeless guy or death, she's going to...
You just got to see the movie. But it's super creepy. What was the... I mean, but I want to know a movie that creeped you out. Because you're coming, you're really trying to seem really manly on this podcast right now. No, it's not even that. You know, a lot of people's listening to it.
No.
And you're trying to appear very like, nothing scares me.
But for anyone that actually knows him, knows that's not true at all.
chuckle.
So we're good.
chuckle.
It just scares me because, like, when I was little, gremlins scared the piss out of me. I thought they were everywhere. I was looking everywhere to make sure one wasn't going to jump out and grab me. Just as I've gotten older, and it's the same thing with, like, when you guys have me play PT, in my mind, I'm sitting there thinking, this is a movie or this is a game. It's not real. Why am I
getting all the work out for it? So you ruin it for yourself.
So nothing. Sort
of. Stop ruining it.
So it's like a defense mechanism, really. It is. You won't immerse yourself into the world. The
entire time he's watching something like that, he's thinking,
it's not real, it's not real, it's not real. It's not real. I don't think that counts, McMurray.
It's not even horror movies, like any movie.
You gotta fully commit.
I'm looking at other things. Like,
you look at really... Star Wars like that?
You look at every film that way. It's not real.
It's just something like...
He's not human.
Sorry.
Man.
Sometimes, like, Dark Knight, Heath Ledger was so good, I got lost into it.
Yeah.
But a lot of times in movies, I'm just looking at everything in...
Yeah.
Like, when I go back on, like, a repeated viewing or something, I'll focus more on the story or something. When the first time, I'm just looking at everything.
Next up, we have Jane Got a Gun.
Ooh, Jane Got a Gun.
Natalie Portman. In a Western.
We are currently watching the trailer for Jane Got a Gun. This movie came out January 29th of 2016, starring Natalie Portman. Director, Gavin O'Connor.
Okay, so Jane Got a Gun. I'm going to go ahead and say this. I don't know how you two feel, but maybe it's just compared to other movies that are coming out in 2016. That trailer doesn't quite hit me.
Underwhelming.
Yeah, it's very underwhelming compared to others. However, it is a very strong, for me, rental. Like, I would totally Redbox that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because, totally. for a few reasons, I could watch Natalie Portman in anything. I love Natalie Portman. And during the trailer, IMDb'd that movie, and it's directed by the same guy that did Warrior, that we were just talking about. So, that's a really good movie. So, I mean, you know, at the very least, like, it's got to be good. I mean, it's got to be okay, I guess. But, I mean, just shoot, man. I've said this many times to other people that with Natalie Portman, in terms of women in film, like, best actress performance of all time is Black Swan, Natalie Portman. That film is incredible. I think she got an Academy Award for it.
That's good.
I mean, it's really, really good, so... I mean, she's got my ticket.
Her accent, I was not sold on her accent.
I agree. That was the only thing that kind of bugged me. I was like, as good of an actress as she is, that's the best act. Like,
did you ever watch Deadwood?
No.
There was a Jane on there who had a real bad southern accent, and it sounded... That's what I kept thinking of.
This is something that bugs me and Autumn a lot. Like, we'll watch just TV or movies in general, whenever someone who is not Southern, you know, not from the South, does a Southern accent.
It sounds
like, man, it sound, it just doesn't sound like us. It does not sound like, I'll tell you who currently right now on TV does one that you probably, like the Maggie character from Walking Dead.
Mm.
She sounds horrible. Mm. She sounds so, like, that's the only time in that show that it kind of pulls me out of it, that I'm like, oh, man. Because I think in real life she's, like, Canadian or something.
No, she's English.
Oh, she British?
Yeah.
She is British.
It's really hard to go from British to Southern.
I mean, for real. I mean, and she does not.
She does a decent job at what she's got to work with.
Oh, I like that character, but it's just, yeah, I mean, it's just a Southern accent. It does seem like a really tough thing to pull off, and a lot of them don't.
I think that Lincoln, he pulls it off as Rick Grimes.
He does a good job.
He's English, and he's doing a Southern accent.
He does a really good job.
Period.
He's what's his name?
Andrew Lincoln.
I saw an article on Facebook the other day, and it was talking about how, why is Andrew Lincoln not a household name? Because here's a guy that you watch every single week, you know, during The Walking Dead, but most people don't even know his real name.
It's Rick.
It's Rick.
People know him as Rick.
Yeah, Rick's his name.
Did you ever see Love Actually?
Because he was in that. But I heard, yes, I know what you're about to say, and he's supposed to be, like, amazing in it.
That's when every time I watch Walking Dead, I see him, like, lovesick and holding a little sign out there for the married lady. Keira Knightley.
Yeah.
Keira Knightley, I'd be holding. You know what I'm saying?
I
don't get it.
Oh, man. You need to watch Love Actually, didn't you?
All right, next up, we're going to watch Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Yeah. Isn't that a movie from the 90s, DJ?
Apparently. Netflix is bringing this shiz back.
What?
We are currently watching the trailer for Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Sword of Destiny. This movie comes out February 26th, 2016, starring a bunch of people I can't pronounce, directed by Wu Ping-Yin.
So, the only thing really to say, I mean, Netflix is doing it, which is promising. Netflix doesn't do too many bad things. I mean, you know, aside the Ridiculous 6 or 7.
Which was awful.
It was awful.
It is one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
I agree. It was awful. But, Crouching Tiger, I mean, like, I'm really struggling to remember what the first movie even was, because that was probably a decade or more ago when I seen it.
I'm excited for it. Like, I don't remember a lot about the first one, but I remember enjoying it, and I love kung fu movies.
Yeah, I do too. So I can watch them. The only thing about Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, the first one, I mean, I don't know if that movie was popular based upon its story, or if it was based upon special, it's more effects, of a gimmicky type thing.
It was crazy.
Yeah, just because it was simply crazy, because there was no other movie like it at that time. And I feel like, in a way, is this just more of like a cash cow kind of thing? Like, oh, well, if we just
saw the first one, you'll see this one.
Exactly. Just the title alone will make money.
It worked on me.
I guess what I'm saying is, I don't know. I mean, it's Netflix. I own Netflix, so it seems silly of me to say that I won't see it, because who doesn't watch Netflix? So I probably will see it.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it. All right, we can go to the next one. There's a good pause there. What do we want to watch next?
I don't know, but I need to pee my brains out.
Go ahead.
That looks good.
You have no clue.
It looks like there's a body in your bed.
There might be.
Like there's something underneath the covers. Oh, I need another BR.
Get one!
We are now watching Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, movie set to come out March 4th, 2016, starring Margot Robbie, Billy Bob Thornton, and Tina Fey, directed by Glenn Ficarra and John Requa.
So I think that's going to be really funny.
Yeah, it looks pretty funny. I think
that it's going to be a funny movie, a good movie that's not going to get hugely popular, but it's going to be good.
Tina Fey, Margot Robbie, Alfred Molina, Billy Bob Thornton.
I mean, yeah, the cast is awesome. And it seemed to have some of, like, Tina Fey's humor in there. Yeah. You know, especially with that last particular moment with that's bad for women.
That
drivers.
Sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks for women.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know if it'll be a red box for me, but I would definitely enjoy it.
I'll watch it. It won't be a theater for me.
No.
But I hate to say,
because I want it to do well, but
I think I definitely will be watching that.
Yeah.
Well, it gets your money if you rent it.
Yeah.
So, just don't BitTorrent it. Not that we would.
No one does that.
No.
Shut up.
Who would do that? I don't do that.
I don't.
We are now watching the trailer for Tumbledown, coming out February 5th, 2016, starring Rebecca Hall and Jason Sudeikis, director Sean Mushaw.
You know, I hate to say it, but that actually looks like a good movie.
Yeah, it does, but I know it's definitely going to be a woman favorite.
Oh, man, yeah. I mean, yeah.
The movie worth talking about is Tumble Down.
Tumble Down. Didn't even know it existed until now.
Yeah, it's going to be a mostly chick flick. It's about a musician of some sort. We hear a little bit of his music there. Apparently, he passes away.
Yeah.
And his wife is, I guess it's his wife.
Yeah.
I don't really know. It's been his girlfriend.
Mm.
Anyways, a guy comes to write a book about him, and she doesn't want to let him in. Eventually, she lets him in, and they fall.
Yeah. Well,
it's like they fall in love.
Yeah.
The typical.
Yeah, I mean, fellas out there with, you know, girlfriends or wives or whatever, this would be a good movie to sit the lady down with and watch with and, you know, score with afterwards.
A little Netflix and chill.
Yeah, yeah. This is a Netflix and chill kind of film. Yeah, definitely.
Netflix and chill. Okay. So, I've been so excited about...
Yeah. So, DJ, I don't want to say this. So, yesterday tells me about this movie. What's it called?
Elvis and Nixon.
Never heard of it. McMurray, you heard of it?
No.
I was so excited.
He's so excited about this.
I was so excited when I seen this, when I was looking at all these trailers, and I was like, this isn't a real movie. And then I watched it, and I immediately got up, because this was during lunch, immediately got up and made every one of my coworkers watch this.
Okay.
We are now watching the hilarious trailer for Elvis and Nixon, coming out April 22nd, 2016, starring Kevin Spacey and Michael Shannon. Directed by Aliza Johnson.
That looked fantastic.
I mean,
I'm sold.
I can't wait to watch that movie. It feels like I told Luke, it feels like Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer, where we're going back in history to something and just manipulating the crap out of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Until it's hilarious.
Until the point where it's a true story.
Yeah. Where you hope it's a true story.
Yeah.
You hope that Elvis showed up.
What surprised me about it. Yeah, and what surprised me about it was like the cast.
Yeah.
I mean, you got Kevin Spacey playing Nixon.
Michael Shannon as Elvis. At first I was like, I don't know, but then as the trailer went on and on, I was like, holy crap, he has got him down. Like,
yeah. His really mannerisms well and everything.
It's really well
we
done.
We also had Johnny Knoxville in that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even notice it was him until you said that.
It looks funny.
Yeah, it looks really good.
What surprised me is I haven't seen that anywhere.
It's like a movie.
Nobody's talked about
that. Nothing. I've never seen it before. And it's one of those movies that I didn't know I wanted. And now I want it. You know what I mean? I want it so bad.
That's why I wanted Jens to watch that so bad.
We are now watching The Other Side of the Door. Coming out March 11th, 2016, starring Sarah Wayne Callies, the chick from Walking Dead. Director Johannes Roberts.
Huh? That was it?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, I thought that was like half the trailer. I was expecting bit more.
That was a trailer number one, so I'm sure we'll be
getting more. Yeah, that's true. We'll get more. The
first one's always really short.
You know, that actress, what's her name? Anyone know her name?
Something Wayne Callies.
You're really good with names. I figure I'd
Sarah Wayne Callies, is that it?
I don't know. I can't. I don't know her name, but.
No one knows.
She's not. Only weirdos would know that.
Yeah.
was originally, I mean, when I first, you know, seen her in anything, it was Prison Break. And I loved her in Prison Break. Then she was Laurie in The Walking Dead.
Mm.
And she was incredibly annoying.
Certainly.
Okay.
Like I said, idiot.
And she was really annoying in that show, and it's been a really tough sell with anything. Like, ever since then, yeah, anytime I see her in anything, I'm like, ugh. But that, like, the premise of the movie looked interesting, but that trailer felt really short to me. Like, I felt like, man, I didn't really get enough out of it to know anymore.
Let me ask you this. Do you like short trailers that just gives you just enough? Or do you want to hold a long trailer that pretty much spells out the entire movie?
Okay, I hate to do this because So before this podcast, we talked about we could honestly do another episode of Star Wars. And so I hate to bring it back to Star Wars. But, you know, like, Star Wars had trailers.
Teasers.
Trailers.
They had trailers.
They had trailers.
They're called teasers. Short trailers are called teasers.
No.
They had trailers.
I know that, but they had trailers.
They had trailers, too.
They had a teaser, and then they had, like, three trailers.
All right.
And I'm saying the trailers were long, but they didn't, like, tell you the movie. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you're asking me what would I prefer? Well, I would prefer, like, a long trailer, but I don't want it to tell me the movie
Here's the difference, though. Star Wars can do that.
Well, other
Star Wars can make a long movie, or a long trailer, and not give anything away in that long trailer, and they're still going to sell just as much. But if it's a new movie, you have to sell people on your trailer. They didn't have to sell anybody on Star Wars. Come on.
I agree with that, but at the same time, I really wish that the Star Wars trailers would sort of set the standard for what a trailer should be. Get me excited, but don't tell me what the movie is.
I wish we could do that. But, I'm sorry.
We don't live in that world.
Star Wars could have just come out with a trailer that literally just said, Star Wars, Force Awakens.
Oh, I agree.
Went away, and nothing would have changed for me. I'd have been just as excited.
They could do it, because we just watched Elvis and Nixon. That's 2.5 minutes. And they didn't tell the whole thing. They put just enough to make me want to like
that's true.
Watch it.
That's true.
That it's one, because it's Elvis and Nixon.
That one could have done it just as easily.
I don't know. We'll see. I'm anticipating a number two trailer for that. See.
Should be a little bit better. Should be, right? Who knows if it will be.
Next up, we have a movie that I'm really excited about.
Okay.
Like, really excited about. And I know you guys are going to like this, too.
Okay.
It's called The Free State of Jones.
Okay.
We are now watching the trailer for Free State of Jones, coming out May 13th, 2016, starring Matthew McConaughey and director Gary Ross.
Please tell me you guys are as happy as I am.
Oh, really good. I'm in. Yeah.
I mean that to me.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I'm not even big on McConaughey, and I was sold on that.
You're not big on him?
I'm not as much as other people are.
See, I was about to say Matthew McConaughey. I'll tell you why I'm big on him. Matthew McConaughey is one of those, he's kind of like a Leonardo DiCaprio. Like, when he gets a role,
mm-hmm.
he really dedicates himself to
it.
I mean, he's all in.
Mm-hmm.
And you can feel it even in that trailer that he is
all
in. And that... Mm-hmm. That excited me, seeing that, and then just the whole, I don't know, I guess it's just that, anything dealing with the Civil War, really, in general. I find that interesting. I mean, that movie in general, just I don't know, that trailer just felt like it had a lot of heart to it. And, I don't know, I hope the movie will continue to have that feeling to it whenever Again, is this a theater experience? Doubtful, but I'll definitely see this movie.
That's a theater experience for me.
You think so?
I will sit in theater.
I will see it in theater, too.
Yeah. I'll definitely see the movie.
Well, it depends on what comes out at the same time.
Depends on what else is out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's something big that I really want to see, I'll probably see that over this, but I would go see
that. See, that's the conflict that I'm in currently right now, and I wanted to talk about this with you guys on the podcast, because I mm-hmm. think this is something that needs to be discussed and people should hear it. So, we have talked about multiple times an episode of this podcast that we're going to do is Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm really struggling with is Deadpool comes out the same week as Zoolander 2. Now, you've not seen Zoolander 1. DJ has not seen Zoolander 1. McMurray, you have.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about it? Like, do you think Deadpool is for sure, it's above Zoolander 2 for you, or
yeah,
is it kind of a struggle for you as well? Because for me, I'm like, I want to see both of them really bad.
It might be more just because of the marketing, but I haven't seen a lot for Zoolander 2, where I have seen a lot for Deadpool, so I am more excited for Deadpool. I love Zoolander. Yeah.
I haven't seen it, but see, for me, I haven't seen a lot on Zoolander 2 because by choice. Because I don't want to see it, because I want the jokes to
see, I just haven't feel seen anything.
New to me, and when I do, I don't know.
But I get that, because that's one of the things I'm worried about with Deadpool, is I've seen so many of the jokes on the trailers, and I've watched them so many times.
Yeah.
Is it going to do like Talladega Nights, where all the jokes were in the trailer, and then when I actually saw it in theater, I was like, I've already seen all these.
Yeah.
That's my only fear with Deadpool, but I'm still...
Is he bad-mouth in Talladega Nights?
I was going to say, what's that about? That movie's hilarious.
But I'm still... but I'm still... super excited for Deadpool, though.
I am too.
But also because it has Colossus, who was always my favorite character growing up.
Well, Luke, you voiced your opinion earlier off the podcast that you were worried that Zoolander 2 was going to be a letdown for you.
Well, yeah, because we were talking about earlier about, like, movies, other movies that have kind of done a similar thing, where you had a movie, and then they waited till like a decade later to do the sequel. Yeah. And so, you know, you have a movie like Dumb and Dumber, and then they waited like, you know, a decade or more to do a sequel, and it wasn't as good. Or you did a movie like Anchorman, then you waited like a decade later to do a sequel to it. And I don't know, like, I'm Zoolander is one of my favorite comedies, but for them to have waited as long as they have to a sequel, I can't help but go, just based upon other comedies, I can't help but be a little nervous going into it.
Hesitant?
Yeah, I'm a little hesitant, even though it's Zoolander, and I mean, I gotta see it, yeah. You know. But Deadpool will probably be the movie that I will see that week, just simply because it's new.
It's new.
Unlike anything else that Fox or Marvel has done yet. They've not made it a rated R superhero movie yet. There's just a lot of things that movie has going for it that other movies don't.
Plus, it was announced like a year ago.
Yeah.
So I've had a year to like build it up and get ready and be like, oh man, I can't wait for that to come out.
Right, awesome. Yeah. And
the Comic-Con.
Oh yeah, and I mean...
It was just...
And I'll say this too, I mean... There's very few movies where the actor sells it for me.
He is perfect.
I don't really do that very often, where it's like, man, I want to see that movie for the actor. But Ryan Reynolds, it's almost like he was created for this role.
He's really
perfect
was.
For this role. Yeah. I can't imagine. I don't think there is another actor that could be Deadpool.
No. It's just like trying to think of another actor that could be the Heath Ledger Joker.
Right. Yeah, no, that's a perfect comparison. Like,
there's other Jokers and everything, but not
that Joker. Yeah, no, I completely agree with
you. I really think he's going to absolutely kill it.
How do you think Jared Leto's going to do? You think that's a trailer we should review?
We yeah, sure, we can. And while we're talking about it, I don't think he's going to do bad.
I don't think it'll be bad.
That's the only thing about that movie now that I'm worried about. Because, like, at first, I was not excited about Suicide Squad. And then, when the last trailer came out, and this is not original thought, I saw this online.
Yeah.
Devin Faraci. But it had
take all credit.
Well, please give him a... Yeah.
Yeah, he had... I mean, it was his words. So I'm not gonna steal his words. I mean... But the trailer had a very Guardians of the Galaxy vibe to it.
Well, yeah.
And that vibe, because like when the first time I was excited about Guardians just because it was something I'd never seen.
Sure.
And when I saw that trailer and I saw how much fun it was going to be and just how ridiculous, I was like, I'm sold. From the first chord, like the first, I was like, I'm in. Suicide Squad, I wasn't fully in. I was going to say it because, you know, comic book movie. But this past trailer, I was like, okay. I see kind of where they're going with it. It's got that fun vibe. I'm in. I'll watch it.
Well, I think the Suicide Squad trailer the newest trailer. It definitely has the Guardians of the Galaxy vibe, like you're talking about it. But I don't think the movie itself will have that vibe. I think the movie itself will play very differently based upon its director. The director of the movie, I'll give you an idea. He directed Fury. That tank movie. He directed End of Watch.
I saw Fury, though.
He's directed, like, really serious, serious films. Really good action movies. Like, I don't...
But I think they might go that way just because all the Batman movies are super serious. Batman vs. Superman is going to be serious. They might have this as their major movie property that can be fun.
Oh, there's no doubt about it because this is... I mean, after all, this is stuff based off comic books. Yeah. And the Suicide Squad is definitely their... I mean, it's DC's version of Guardians. It's silly. It's over the top. It's, you know.
I think that it will be serious. I think it will go with that. But I also think it's definitely going to have its very... It's
goofy
moments that we're absolutely going to laugh at. We're going to, you know.
It'll be... Let's put it this way. It'll probably have a lot more laugh at moments than Batman v Superman will.
Yeah.
For sure.
Which will probably be none.
Probably.
Except for every time that we see Lex Luthor.
You hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
All right, let's watch this Suicide Squad trailer.
Do you want to play the first one or the second one?
Well, this is the one that just came out on January 19th.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why it says number one. I think the other one was a Comic-Con trailer. And they
oh, got, you're
this
right.
This is the official...
No, you're right.
All right, let's roll it.
So, I need to pee.